Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, September 4th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central, in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And what do we got going today? Well, we're going to take a look at the Dungeon Master's Guide episodes that I used to do and talk about those a bit and what we're going to do with those going forward. Dungeon Master's Guide. It's up on the old bookshelf. What do we do with that? Let's bigify it. Right on. Just a stock image from somewhere. It's not my own book. I have a copy, and I have that printing. But that is the classic cover with the Ifrit. I saw a recent posting on Facebook where somebody was had printed up a 3D model about 8 inches high. Maybe it was, but you know what? He had also printed up the other figures and they were all like 54 millimeter. So I guess to scale, they match up pretty well. I don't know. He did have the female fighter, he said generously, given there was a choice made when they chose who was going to be clasped in the gripped hand of the Ifrit. But it was the 70s, and they were different times, my friend. She does have a dagger, apparently, so she could fight her way free. Hopefully, her companions will help out and not just die. You know, the shield, the land that in Greyhawk that uses that symbol, that was Gygax's territory in their world campaign, if I'm not mistaken. Gosh, I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, someone will post it in the comments, hopefully. The point of what we're doing today, though, is to look at the old YouTube site. Look at the archives there and see that it has been since 11/21 of 2022 since I did an episode on stuff from the DMG. I had been plowing through, and I say that generously, with 20-minute episodes, roughly, mostly just a little over 20-minute episodes, and I was in the magic items section, part 22, and I was still working my way through miscellaneous magic items. This was to go over each one and to give some commentary from a DM's perspective on each of these items as I went through them. And what I think would be best is not to revisit this for the regular Monday show, because they're 20 minutes long, and this show is about brevity now. I know when we started this in the lockdown and we were doing it every day, doing a longer show, half hour to an hour, was not a big deal because time was what we had a lot of as far as making shows like this. And what we found, though, once the lockdown ended, was that shorter shows were better and fewer of them, because just rambling on, people don't have time to check in for that. An hour a day, everybody giving up an hour a day for a daily show. I know there are shows like Good Morning America that probably does pretty good numbers doing an hour a day. And just on weekdays, right? They don't do weekends. Well, and then there are radio shows where people tune in Well, you know, if people are on the road and they're going to listen to music and they're going to listen to radio and stuff, pop it on Howard Stern or some other radio personality for an hour or more if you're trapped in your vehicle. But again, that's kind of more like COVID, isn't it? Being trapped in one place with time to kill. In any event, we did a lot of these DMG shows, and I think what irks me the most is that we didn't finish off the magic items. There are other parts of the DMG that needed doing. There were definitely some chunks of other books I wanted to look into, the survival guides, for instance, the Dungeoneer Survival Guide and the Wilderness Survival Guide. Both have plenty of material that could be, I don't want to say stuff you reference regularly at the table, but if you know what's in them, if you've read through them, they can help guide the way you run games, which I think is a good thing. At least it gives you things, data points on which to make decisions for your games, which is an important part of DMing, is having a lot of information, being aware of a lot of varied things on which to base your rulings when you're running a game. And yeah, I'm one of those kind of DMs where rulings, not rules. But it doesn't mean you can't know the rules and decide your ruling in a given situation is going to be different, is going to differ from the rules. I think it's important to make that distinction. Sure, you can just never open a book, just improv it all the way around. And I think, though, unlike games I run where I try to mainly have the players through their characters interact with the world and make decisions and take actions, and then I tell them the consequences based on what I know about the world, I think a lot of times if you don't have some basis in the rules on which to make rulings, then you might be prone to make rulings that favor a predetermined outcome that you might have in your own mind. Well, wouldn't it be cool if it went this way, if this happened next to the PCs? Well, let's see, no matter what they do, I've got to work toward that. It's kind of even if it's not a conscious mindset, I think with a lot of DMs that aren't super familiar with the rules, they have to rely on something for how the adventure, how the game is going to spin out. And if all they have in their mind is not a wide setting, is not a set of rules, they only have one storyline of what might be cool, things are going to start going toward what might be cool in their mind. And that's how their rulings will go off at the jump. So, anyway, that's the point of that. But what I'm trying to say as far as the DMG episodes is concerned is that I will try to start making a few of those at different times. Not on my Monday 10-minute show, but catch as catch can. I'll just pop on and make a few of those, and maybe I'll do some of those in conjunction with some other tasks I have to do, whether it's doing some terrain building or some painting, and perhaps the combination of them can be a little more interesting. In any event, that's all I've got to say for today, so we'll leave it at that, and we will do a little sign-off here, because this has been the OK Grognard Show. We've been talking about the Dungeon Master's Guide episodes from the past and what we might do with them in the future. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Please do follow and subscribe and give a thumbs up and all of that good stuff. It helps out the channel a great deal. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lysing of Castle Entertainment, Heath Varnon of the NAPD and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and as always, DM extraordinaire, Shane Bradley. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.